This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of opponents of Myanmar's February 1st military coup gathered again Sunday in towns from north to south, undeterred by the bloodiest episode of their campaign the previous day, when police and soldiers opened fire in the city of Mandalay, killing two people. The military has been unable to quell the demonstrations in a civil disobedience campaign of strikes against the coup and the detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others, even with the promise of a new election, arrest, and warnings against dissent. In the main city of Yangon, several thousand young people gathered at two sites to chant slogans while hundreds massed peacefully in the second city of Mandalay, footage shown by a media outlet. Turkey's president says mutual interests with the United States outweigh the differences and has called for more cooperation with U.S. President Joe Biden's new U.S. administration. In a video message late Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan acknowledged that Turkish-American relations were seriously tested, but stressed that their strategic partnership has overcome all kinds of difficulties. Erdogan's conciliatory tone follows a strongly worded accusations that the U.S. supported Kurdish militants day after Turkish troops from the bodies of 13 Turkish hostages held by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in a cave complex in northern Iraq. Debris from a United Airlines plane fell onto Denver suburbs during an emergency landing Saturday in the U.S., with one very large piece that appears to be part of the engine narrowly missing a home. Authorities said no one aboard or on the ground was reported hurt. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement that the Boeing 777-200 returned to the Denver International Airport after experiencing